Hello everyone, my name is Salem. I started from Yemen, which is one of the countries that are actually affected by the executive order. I'm one of 92 students from those other countries in Western Michigan. So my story is a little bit complicated, so be ready. I'm a citizen of Yemen, but actually I was born and raised in Saudi Arabia. My mom was born and raised in Saudi Arabia, but the system in Saudi does not grant citizenship for anyone who was born there, even if they've been there for like 2 or 3 generations. So basically, I'm treated as an immigrant in Saudi. And if you know about immigrants, then you can't leave the country for more than 6 months. So basically, before the executive order, my immigration status was about to expire in Saudi, so I had to go back to Saudi to renew that. But then I booked my tickets, and 2 days after I booked my tickets, I woke up and I couldn't leave the country, the U.S., because of the executive order. Because if I left the country back to Saudi, then I wouldn't be able to come back here. And if I don't leave the country, then I'm going to lose my immigration status in Saudi. So basically, I was stuck between a rock and a hard place. It's like the executive order made me choose between my education and my family. And that was very hard for me. So I didn't know what to do. I decided to stay in the U.S. until things calmed down or something. I don't know. It was very chaotic for me. It was, really. So the consequence of that is like, if I don't go back, I lose my immigration status in Saudi. And if something bad happened in the States and they decided to deport me, because who knows what's gonna happen? They're gonna send me to a country I've never been to. Yemen. I don't even know that country. I've never been to that country, and it has a civil war right now. So basically, the executive order hit me really hard. A week after that, or 2 weeks, U.S. courts decided to suspend that order, and I managed to go back after getting some advice from Ms. Lee and Mr. Piercy there. They gave me a lot of advice, a lot of documents to say that I'm a good student, blah, blah, blah. Because we weren't sure that actually, even though the executive order was suspended, there was at risk. There was a chance that I might get denied entry to the States. So I went back to the States, to Saudi, and I finished everything I needed to finish in a day, and I flew back to JFK. So basically the whole trip took like 50 plus hours. I just went to Saudi to renew everything in 1 day, and then I went back to JFK. And at the airport, it was actually a lot smoother than I expected. I don't know, maybe because of all the pressure at JFK, the lawyers and stuff, but they were kind of nice. They were never nice to me before. I reached to US twice before, and it was bad. Really bad. The kind of question like, are you part of ISIS? Kind of bad. They gave me those kind of questions. I'm not kidding. But this time it was a lot smoother. And the executive order really, really put me in a very bad situation. But thank God for the US courts. They suspended that. And Western Michigan has been really supportive for me. We got the letter from the president. Thank you for that. That was very nice. He supported all of us, and then all my professors and the chair of the physics department, they issued me every letter that I needed just to get through the borders. So they were really helpful. And it's been really tough month, but I don't know what's gonna happen, but that's what the travel ban actually did to my personal life. So, thank you.